23 minutes past seven now. Well, it's been 10 years since Steve Jobs made this announcement to the world.
These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone.
Well, Jobs declared to the world back then that Apple had revolutionised the phone, and it's hard to argue with that. Last year, the current chief executive, Tim Cook, revealed that the 1 billionth iPhone had been sold. The tech world is now gearing up for the latest keynote address this evening, when it's expected we'll see the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, and a phone that reads iPhone X, which may be pronounced iPhone 10. We're not sure yet. We'll get to the bottom of that one right now. So what explains the rise of the money-making machine that is the iPhone? Well, Fevzi Turkalp is the editor at GadgetDetective.com. I'm also joined on the line by Alison Stewart-Allen, who's a branding and marketing expert. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Fevzi, let's start with you. What are Apple launching today? As I mentioned there, iPhone 8, 8 Plus. What's the other? How do we pronounce the other one? Is it iPhone X or iPhone 10?
No, nobody knows.
Oh, good. I'm not because, ignorant then. Nobody knows.
Well, because the documents that were leaked were code, and
right,
therefore
okay.
People have just deciphered the code and worked out. But what we do think is we have a fairly good idea of the spec. It seems that it will have a 5.8-inch screen using a technology known as OLED, which is something that its competitors currently use. It'll have a even faster A11 processor, an all-glass body as well. So it seems they're moving away from the glass front and aluminium back. It's going to be an all-glass body, something approaching an edge-to-edge display. So they're sort of shoehorning as much screen into the handset as they can for a given size.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing that, there's now no room for a home button at the bottom, so it seems that they've introduced some facial recognition technology, so your camera will look at you, will recognise you, will let you unlock it, and will even let you shop.
That's a bit frightening,
using your face. Well, yes, if it doesn't work well. You don't want it working if someone holds up a picture. So presumably they're going to use some sort of 3D technology so they can tell a flat picture from a real head. And as you say, three models and probably wireless charging as well for the first time. Those will be in the top model. The iPhone 8 and 8 Plus will be just an iteration on the current iPhone 7 and 7 Plus.
I've been reading a bit over the last couple of days about augmented reality and that this is one of the ways in which phones are going. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, and this is a really big deal. And in a way, the way you need to look at these new phones is these are the devices upon which Apple wants to launch its augmented reality. It has already launched a software platform for developers called AR Kit, Augmented Reality Kit. And what that allows people to do is build applications that mean that when you hold the phone up and you're looking at the screen on the phone with whatever the camera is showing you, it's possible to add a layer of digital information. And that can be objects, i.e. we can take reality and augment it with digital objects. So, for example, there is an app already from a well-known furniture shop that allows you to hold it up and see how their furniture looks in your home in such a way as you can actually walk around the furniture and see it from every angle. So it augments the reality. And that technology in general is going to be a big deal. The fact that Apple has built this platform that's opened up the glories of their hardware to third parties mean that we're going to see some really exciting developments again. First time for a long time, I'd suggest.
Alison Stewart-Allen, the Apple iPhone is often referred to, or Apple indeed, as one of the most successful brands in the world, if not the most successful. Is it still a runaway success? Because, it's seeing a lot more competition from Samsung now, isn't it?
It certainly is. And the thing, however, that makes Apple and its devices so successful is the fact that it's created a sort of what I'm calling an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you can get your music through iTunes, you can upload your documents and your photos through iCloud. So you have apps that sort of keep you within the Apple environment.
Mm.
And the goal that Apple has had and has succeeded at is keeping its users in a system. And what's very clever about that is that it's very hard to leave.
Yeah, but
so if you ever want to go somewhere else to Samsung or some other brand, it will be, you'll find it difficult because you have to unentangle yourself.
But some people are starting to feel a little bit claustrophobic about that, aren't they? About that everything they do is now done through Apple. I mean, what do you do, Alison? Are you an Apple or Samsung or something else?
Yeah, so, well, I was an Apple customer and decided that it was all just a little too much. And I wanted to have access to the wider world, if you like. So I've defected to Samsung. Mm-hmm. I don't regret the decision, but I still do look at Apple as, from a brand and marketing perspective, you know, a company that has been a runaway success because it's combined great design. It has consistently innovated, and it has, you know, a cachet and created an enthusiasm that other brands would pay millions to be able to also have.
Okay, Alison Stewart-Allen and Fevzi Turklup, thank you both very much indeed for joining us this morning. And that iPhone is expected to sell for, what, about $1,000?
800 quid to you and me. Only I'll not be buying one. Yeah. Way, way, way too expensive. I'm a Samsung girl at the moment. But yeah, you've got to hand it to them. They certainly know how to sell their stuff.